Hi, Courtney.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
You know what? I'm doing great, and a lot of that has to do with the fact that I went to the dentist today, and the dentist told me my teeth were amazing. So we are going to go into 2023, and we're going to cling to those wins. So that's a win for me, and I'm going to cling to it. You got to cling to
it. No cavities?
No cavities. Like she said, I barely had any like a plaque or any buildup. I was in and out.
You are brushing so perfectly.
Yeah, I'm brushing. I am flossing. You know, it's
you
just...
using a electric toothbrush?
No, I just use like a
You know manual
what?
Success.
You know what? I just realized that she didn't give me a little care package. I didn't get my little like toothbrush care package today.
I feel like you should absolutely have gotten a free toothbrush and maybe even a sticker if your teeth are perfect.
Oh my gosh, she distracted me with her compliments.
Perfection should be rewarded.
And she always gives really good toothbrushes. They're just like the Oral-B, like extra sensitive ones. And I love them. I love them very much.
You should go back.
I should. Honestly, I have to go back to that.
Demand what you are owed. 2023.
Hey, I was in here yesterday and I didn't get my little free toothbrush. Could I get that, please?
Honestly, I'll be so proud of you.
Okay, maybe I will.
I think you should do it.
I have to go there tomorrow. I have to. We're going to see if I can take this to another level.
Take this to the top. Take this to the top. But I am proud of you and your teeth.
Thank you, Jackie.
I am proud of you and your teeth. Yeah. I'm excited for today, though.
Oh man.
You've heard me.
I was going to say, I heard that you have also had a few wins with your online selling.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, I have sold a bunch of stuff on Poshmark. And for a real, like, long time, I was kind of, like, chasing the dreams of selling again. But it took a minute. But now I feel like I'm back. I feel like it's gonna happen again.
Too. Yeah, word on the street is you've been making those sales, and you know it seems like it's leveled out for you. Like you're in a good place where you make a sale regularly enough. You have a system.
Well, you know the problem is that like I don't like cash out every time I sell something, and I am always like, well, that $40 is gonna go towards this, and then I buy that, and then I still have the $40 in the bank. So then I'm like, oh well, actually. That $40 can cover this. And, like, that $40 has probably covered, like, $150 worth of new stuff somehow, magically.
Oh, I know that logic very well. I do that whenever I resell. Like, if I take a bunch of, like, movies or records to Amoeba and I'm like, I made $37 and then I have that in cash. But then I buy something else with my credit card. I don't know. It's just... And then I do that. Yeah. I just keep doing that. And then it's like, well, it made a dent.
It's not my best math, but it is fun. It is fun.
It is. It's all, you know, you give and you take.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm very excited for our audience today, our listeners, the people who are hearing
our
this.
Our listeners are in for a treat today.
Yeah. We have our wonderful guest, Divya D'Souza, who is... just so full of fun anecdotes and like had so much fun stuff to talk about. And in fact, a lot of stuff to talk about. So we had a full episode of really analyzing what she's kept.
Really getting into it. A true kindred spirit. Someone who really, I think, really vibed with us. I loved her dreams for the future. Yeah, her aspirations, she has these really, like, artistic ideas of what she wants to do with the stuff she's keeping. And
yes.
I appreciate
She had a big plan, I think, which most of our guests, like, they keep things and they have no plan. Mm-hmm. Divya had, like, an extreme plan. We'll let you listen. It's amazing. Look, it's hilarious. And we had a great time.
Such a good time. All right, let's get this started.
Enjoy. Divya D'Souza.
Hello, and welcome to Why Did I Keep This? A podcast about the things that have been living in the back of our closets and why it's so hard for us to let them go. Please join us as we examine our relationship with stuff and potentially convince each other to say goodbye to excess baggage. or maybe we'll encourage each other to keep everything forever. Let's find out. We are your hosts. I am Courtney Vinays, a Los Angeles-based actor and video game streamer with a passion for thrifting and a distaste for waste.
And I'm Jackie Glick, a producer living in LA who's an avid window shopper and a sentimental saver. And today, we are joined by the fabulous Divya D'Souza, a filmmaker and producer who identifies as a low-key hoarder. Hi, Divya.
Hi, Divya. Hi,
guys. So lovely to come speak about things, because I have so many things. And I am, I would say I'm like a, I'm very clean and neat, I think, in my home. Jack, you've seen my home. But like,
I would agree to that,
Thank you. I have found, I've worked through the years rather than give away all the things I want to, figuring out how to store them in places that I don't need to. Mind you, I am also taking like a self journey to like, do I have to keep that tissue paper that I got in a present 9 years ago that then I haven't utilized again that is maybe ripped up? No.
Oh, man. I would love to do a whole episode about tissue paper.
Oh
my goodness.
You know what? You know what I'm going to say about tissue paper real quick is, as someone who is in the process of moving, I have been using that tissue paper to package delicate things. So keep it in case you move.
I mean, that's a very generous idea, but maybe Divya should give it to you to use packing, because Divya just moved and likely will not need it for many years.
Oh, you just moved. We love talking to people who just moved, because something we established episode one, or maybe it was episode two, there's a phrase, a turn of phrase. What is it? Two moves is as good as a fire, where it just takes two moves for you to want to get rid of everything you own. And I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that personally.
You're feeling that. So exciting. That does not work for me, or that term wouldn't really work in my scenario ever. Like, now this is in LA. I've moved like three times, and you would think I would like downgrade. But literally from the last place I moved, which is maybe like half the size of my place now, I brought everything over and it fits. Like, everything is brimmed to the pack of my new place. And I was like, where did I put this before? Like, what is happening? And even my family moved out of like our family home. I went like over three visits to like sort through things, everything. Like, God bless my family. They're less hoarders and more bad organizational when it comes to personal items. So like, I was going through bags and they're like, just throw out that bag. And I'm like, well, my birth certificate's in here, and also a receipt from McDonald's in 1988. So I'm like, I can't really do that, because there's no rhyme or reason of what is with what. And some things are actually, they are quite important. Like, my dad's like, my grandparents in India, they had this thing where you bought like mail bonds. And when you turn 21, you get them. So I was like, oh, great. When do I get mine? They're like, where is the paperwork? Where is it? And my parents are like, it's in India. Couldn't find the paperwork. My sister, she got hers. I was like, what the? And mine just then ran out. Fun fact, it was in a bag with Home Depot. Oh, no, actually, it wasn't even Home Depot. Canadian Tire. I don't even think Home Depot was there back in the day. And I was like, are you kidding me? And it had timed out, so I couldn't even get them.
Oh, no.
God bless. But that all being said, I did, when we moved out of that house, in those three trips, I took every time like four ginormous broken down suitcases full of things. Like, I like
back my to parents, LA
back to LA in my place that like I did not have space for it. I don't even know. And then my sister and my dad were like, where are you going to put this? And they did come to visit me afterwards, and they're like, this is shocking, because they were like, you can't do this. And I was like, yeah, I can. Like, who's stopping me? I'm paying for the extra luggage. Like, you don't want it, you're gonna throw it out. But with that all being said, like, I pre-COVID, I had 9 million items of, why am I keeping this? What is this for? And during it, I really learned to scrapbook and put everything in portfolios. So now I feel less like, oh, this is just boxes of like personal items. Like, I have every thank you note and like gift card someone's given me since I was like 10 years old. Now they're like in. I'm also, I'm maybe a low grade hoarder slash like low grade psycho. I don't know. I'm just a I'm torn between no, which
I
it
think,
is.
I think that falls in the category of sentimental. You're
yeah. yeah. Sentimental.
Thank you.
Sentimental.
Thank you. I'll take that. Yeah.
I am at my parents' house, which is why you can hear, I don't know what's happening upstairs.
It sounds like a printer.
It is a printer. Oh, it's beside me. My dad is That's printing from somewhere else so in the house, funny. Guys.
Oh my gosh. I hope your dad makes a cameo on this.
I mean, he might, but I was like, Dad, I need to record. I need to be in like this. Because it's quite, I think the sound of this room is quite good.
Yeah.
It's pretty dead down. Like, it's like, I'm in the basement. And I was like, Dad, I'm stealing your desk because he's been working from home. And I sent him away, but evidently I did not clock the printer on the table. Anyways, I'm at my parents' house. I'm having the best time. My mom, she says, when I got here, she was like, I would really love it if you could go through my china cabinet with me when you get to Edmonton. So we spent all day a couple of days ago going through all of her dishes. And my mom is a perpetual entertainer. She always... you know, not maybe the last few years, but has always had people over multiple nights a week. And her friends are so generous and they always bring like a dish or a serving platter or, you know, whatever. There were like, I don't know, 20,000 serving dishes in this one cupboard. And that's not true. It wasn't that much. But we just like went through them, reorganized, got rid of some that were chipped. That was primarily the ones we sort of went through because it was like, you really don't need to use a chipped bowl if you have seven other bowls. And we...
But that eighth one is like such so a pretty great job. And Betty gave it to you. So like, how could you get
I know.
Rid of it?
I know. My mom knew everyone that had given it to her and like what it was for and like which dinner it was and which holiday and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was like sort of an emotional journey. But I was like, Mom, you can't use a chipped bowl if you already have a non-chipped bowl. And that's why she wanted to go through it because she wanted to get rid of the broken ones.
Interesting. If I were there, this mm-hmm. is where I probably would have led down to is I'd be like, you know what? That chip bowl is going to be a perfect planter and then plant like a bunch of flowers mm-hmm. in it and have mm-hmm. it like, and then it'd be like the land of like, so one thing is, you know, working in film, you always get all these film like t-shirts and swag and everything like that. Oh I've kept God. Like every yeah. single one. I'm
same.
Like knocking with, thankfully I've worked on like over 40 productions. So like it's a lot and I would not get rid of them. But then I was like, wait, I found a hack. My college best friend, still my good friend, best friend, in Toronto, her mom loves to quilt and she wanted to get into it. So last Christmas, I brought like literally a suitcase just full of all these old shirts and sweaters and swag and brought it to her for her to make me a quilt out of it. So I'm able to like look at it and see it. And so I have all the memories of them. But and it's like useful and it's not just sitting in like a box in the back of my closet.
Oh my gosh. I have the same – well, my husband has the same thing. His mom, like he had like all these like graphic tees when he was in high school. And, you know, when you grow out of them, it was like a lot of them were from traveling. Like his family used to take road trips all the time or they were like shirts from like plays he was in. And she did the same thing. She took all the shirts, had them turned into a quilt, and now we have a nice quilt and – it takes up way less space and it's useful. It's like you said, it's useful. It's such a good idea.
Right? Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah. I have bundles of stuff like that at my parents' house, but I did get rid of a ton of film stuff like t-shirts and mostly I got rid of like the satchels and the backpacks that I would never use. And they just said, like had the logo of like a movie I worked on a million years ago. I remember the movie. I can watch the movie. I don't need the backpack.
It is interesting. Like, I even keep the lanyards. So I've made, like, even for...
Oh, I have lanyards.
And I just That's keep them in this. Keep now smaller. I put, like... Yeah, and I put them all in these, like, black portfolios that I found. That was, like, my big COVID thing where I was like, okay, no more boxes of, like, just shit around. Like, I'm going to... So I thought I would get rid of stuff. I did not. I just organized them into more neat containers.
Okay. That okay. works. We're getting so deep down the line. Like, I want to know what thing, though. It sounds like you keep everything. So, like, what is the one thing that you want to talk to us about and tell us why you kept it? Because, I mean, it sounds like you had many options about what to think about to bring today. What did you bring? Why did you keep it?
Well, See, I'm so torn. Like, I've like, guys, you could do season 5 only Divya D'Souza for every episode. But like, I'm so torn.
I'm not mad at it.
Yeah.
And this item. Well, because even I had an old vintage record player that I'd wanted and seen in a flea market in India. And my uncle's like, you can't bring that on the plane. But I kept thinking about it and thinking about it. So he ended up, I was like, just buy it for me, please. And my sister, she went to go visit and she had to bring it back on the plane, like, so treacherously. It moved from like then Ottawa to Toronto. In Toronto, I lived in like 8 different places within like 4 years. I was like subletting all over the place. And to your previous statement, that like, you know, 2 times moving, it's like a fire. I don't know how, but I just kept moving that crap everywhere to then. Okay, I'm going on a tangent. I'm getting lost in thoughts, guys. I think let's talk about maybe my sister said to me earlier, she's like, I mentioned I was going to be here. And she's like, remember the time you wanted to keep the thermometer we used as children because it was this glass thermometer? And as we're moving, oh, and I was cool. You don't get those anymore. And she was like, no, just take a picture. So a lot of things, like when we were cleaning out the house, she forced me to take a picture, then keep it. So I was like, okay, fine. But as we were talking about it today, I was like, in all honesty, I'm mad I didn't keep that. Like, that is cool. And that's like kind of like, and I was like, so this is not proving the point of me like getting, and now I'm like, why? I shouldn't have listened to you. But I think down that path of things back in Ottawa that I'm like, why am I still keeping this? Even though I will tell you why, but let's have you guys unpack it. I have like maybe over like 400 magazines. I loved like music. I was a drummer in high school. I wanted to be a drummer. Pop star.
I did not know that about you.
Oh, you did it? Oh, yeah. That's how I got into film and TV and everything, because I wanted to be a rock star, but I was a drummer. We were like in this small band called Twinkle that like didn't do much. And I worked at a radio station as my internship in high school because I was like, oh, this will be my way in. It was called The Bear. They did like rock alternative. It was so cool. I was like, this is the best life ever. My mom was just like, you can go to school for anything. Like, I don't even care what it is, but you just have to get a degree. Which then one time later, I asked like kind of like, why was that thinking? She's like, well, because when you fail in your late 20s, you can get a master's and you don't have to start from scratch. And I was like, oh, okay, got it. So I had subscriptions, like all my presents were like subscriptions to Rolling Stone or Vibe magazine or XXL, because I like loved R&B and hip hop, and Jane magazine even, that like I still loved. I felt like that was my not mainstream girl mag at the time. Mm-hmm. And so I've kept all of those magazines, and they're in a box. Like the movers were like, why are we moving all this paper? And it is in the back of my dad's like basement closet for me to collect. And my sister even said, my sister was like moving and she was like, can we get rid of this stuff? But to me, so in it, there's two things I do understand. One, it is very far away from me. It's in Ottawa, Canada. It's not like I'm revisiting this all the time. But two, mm-hmm. I've always loved the idea of like, you know, getting a bigger place where I could have like one throwaway bathroom and then taking all those magazines and pulling out articles that I love from them and all the covers and making that be wallpaper for the bathroom. Because then it's like, that's something I feel like I'd want to do. But then now all the things in there are actually also sentimental, as you guys call it, not low grade psycho.
Right. Now, I have a hard time with people keeping magazines because it's one step away from newspapers. But
guys, there are some newspapers in there. So
of course. Of course there are.
I'm kind of the opposite. Like, I think magazines are cool. They're very, you know, like of the moment, you know, who's, you know, like who's in right now, what's going on in the world. But it's not like a newspaper where it's daily news. It has better photography, better images, better art. Like, if I go to like a cool thrift store and they have vintage magazines, like, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome. I have a couple like New Yorker covers from like the 60s and 70s, and I have those framed. So I'm not against this idea. And the fact, it's not like you're just holding on to them because you're like, oh, I don't feel like throwing them away. Like, these items have a purpose. I think you can maybe go through and like, you know, pick a couple out, but I don't think you're a psycho is all I'm saying.
I don't think you're a psycho either. I'm just teasing you. But I think 600 of them in Canada. Look, I'm guilty of this too. I'm at my parents' house and I've got like stuff here. And I keep thinking that every time I like go through it and I like only keep essentials, you know, it is a lot of magazines. Our one friend who we interviewed on this podcast, Ariel Varad, also had a ton of magazines. And what I think is really interesting is Ariel wanted to be a journalist.
Oh.
And so she was like obsessed and all of her subscriptions were magazines and all of her memories are in those magazines. And same with you, like, but you wanted to be like on the cover of the magazine. And so you kept them for that reason because you want to be a rock star, which honestly, I've known you for a long time. I'm shocked. I love it, but I'm shocked.
And well, it's funny because it's like I want to be a rock star, but also like the, well, RIP Taylor Hawkins. Like he was my favorite. But he was the drummers are mainly not, and that was one of the big things. It's like I have a type A personality, and it was like, oh, can I write the lyrics or sing? And they're like, you're not a singer. I'm like, oh, true. Okay, I guess I won't be doing that. It wasn't just, it wasn't cut out for me. And also then working on, because then I was like, I'm going to go into audio and film. And I just started working on film sets and working in film and TV. And I was like, oh, wait, this is way more amazing. You could be creative on so many levels. But yeah, and even the articles in them, like, I don't know. I love a tangible thing. I really do miss, like, I miss that you don't get like monthly subscriptions all the time to mm-hmm. things. And now I'm like having this call and like, or we're talking and I'm like, do I get a subscription to National Geographic? Because we had that growing up, which I did for 1 year in my 20s. I gave all my friends I knew what their birthday present was because I went to this old bookstore and they had all these National Geographics. So I bought the National Geographics that were on their birthday and gave them that.
That's
one.
Cool.
I've done that with Time magazine covers.
Right? Like it's so...
From the year that they were born or something?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. From the year they were born or hopefully if it was like the month some people I got lucky with and I was like, oh, this is exactly dead on.
Yeah, I got my husband one at the Brooklyn Flea Market once and it was his exact birthday.
Which is amazing. So, and I'm such a, you know, old school person in that way where I work in film TV. I'm not the best with technology, but I love a tangible thing. I love reading like a book. I'm not a Kindle person. I don't have that. I also have so many books. I have left the magazines in Ottawa until I get that home, which has a, you know, bathroom that not everyone's going to go to all the time to do that project. But did I ship like 300 DVDs and like 100 books? I sure did. Yep, I shipped those from Toronto to Los Angeles. Spent so much money to do it. And
I was gonna say,
international
shipping? Oh man.
It was wild. It was like cargo. I sent cargo down. And I remember mm-hmm. my friend, because I had a TV up there. I had a bed, but like it was cheaper to just get a new bed here. And a friend was there when the shipping came in. They're like, this is just all DVDs and books. And I was like, mm-hmm, yep. I do. And they're in my – I have a bookshelf yep, in my like main living room. And they're all there. And so my new thing is if I'm keeping it, then I should either have an idea of how I'm going to show it or make it more accessible. Or I should be doing that. So a lot of it too, like I had a lot of set lists from concerts. So I like got them framed and I like hung them up. Rather
so
than them
cool.
just sitting like in a book.
And I
so,
love that.
Yeah. And so things like that. Yeah. And there's even some art in my house that I'm like, sentimentally, I like it. It used to just be like in a corner. And I'm like, nope, I'm going to put it on the wall. Because if I have it, it should be on the wall.
Yeah.
And if I don't want to put it on a wall, then maybe I shouldn't have it. So I am working on myself, I think. But at this moment in time, I am not giving up those magazines.
Well, I really like how create, like the creative solutions you're coming up with. Cause it's not like, you're not just storing things. You're not just like keeping mm-hmm. things and finding places to store them. You're like, I want to make sure I can see these things that I'm keeping, that they're serving a purpose, that it's not just like in a box that I open up once every 3 years because I was looking for something else. Like you were talking about making portfolios and like scrapbooks earlier, and now you're talking about like framing things. I think that's really cool. It sounds like your home kind of like tells a story of who you are. And you're kind of getting the best of both worlds where you get to keep everything, but it's not necessarily just like clutter. Something that like I fight with regularly is if I catch myself going like, you need more storage. And I'm like, hold on. Do you need more storage or do you need fewer things? And this started as a conversation with my mom because I helped my mom clean out her whole house a few years ago when she moved from California to another state to retire. And all the burden of the work was on me. And my mom kept being like, oh, I need to get a storage bin for this and I need to get a storage bin for that. And I was like, all of these things have been in your garage for like over a decade with like a thick layer of dust on them. Like, you did not remember that they existed until you like went into the garage and saw what I was doing. And you're like, oh, hey, I need that. And I was like, you don't. Like, you don't.
I'd be like, how do we... my response probably be like, how do we scrapbook this? What size scrapbook can we put into it? I jokingly, but not jokingly, I told my sister, I was like, you know, knock on wood, I don't pass anytime soon or any of that. But when I do, what I want is basically then all of my stuff. Cause I do think that's what I kind of like gravitate towards is like, you know, my home and all these things. I'm showcasing all the stuff that like I've seen in my life or traveled to or worked on or all this stuff. But I'm like, I want all of those like portfolios I've made with all of my crazy keepsakes, which are like, there's like 30 of them, to be put on exhibition, like in a gallery, or you can use my home at time. Everyone comes, just has like a great party. I'll leave a playlist of like my favorite music. Everybody eats, has a really good time. Then anyone can take what they want from it. Take like whatever they would like to remember me by, and everything else can get thrown in a dumpster and lit on fire.
I mean, that is such a special thought.
And then like, her response being,
that's a really beautiful way, but I mean, it's a little bit morbid.
Yeah, I guess there is that. And then also my sister's like, well, that feels like a lot of work on my end. And I'm like, well, you know, yes.
You're like, it'll give you something to do while you're mourning me.
Yeah. It'll be a welcome distraction at that point.
Right. I'm sure she'd be like, I'm good, but no, I'm just kidding. Of course. See, I'm really thinking about you, not my selfish needs of what I need when I've passed on and it doesn't matter anymore. Yeah.
Look, the like I just think that is very nice and thoughtful and a cool way of saving things from dumpsters, which we love to do here at Why Did I Keep This, the podcast. We hate dumpsters. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really cool that you sort of use the stuff in unique ways instead of just letting it sit in a box. I think that's a really brilliant thing. And that doesn't sound hoardery at all. I think you're being a little bit hard on yourself, Div.
Oh, thank you.
I agree.
I agree. And also... I appreciate this. I'm also going to play this section of the podcast to friends and family. There's numerous friends and family who are like, really? And I have changed. I feel like, you know, the pandemic and being stuck in your space made me be like, I need to get creative or I do need to get rid of this. Like, this is a bit much, even for me, in my standards. But where there's a will, there's a way, guys. Like, I did that. People are like, what brings you joy? And I'm like, everything brings me joy.
I feel that I'm the same way. Oh,
what a beautiful motto for life. But you know, you can give things away.
It's true. And I'm trying to be better. I'm also was like that person where even actually the other day I had some cousins visiting and we finished the yogurt container and it was like one of those bigger ones.
Oh no.
And I was like, oh, well, we're going to keep that right for storage. And they're like, no. And then I almost, and I was at someone else's house, took it. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Divya, you don't need to do that. You have glass. You're an adult now. I ended up buying glass Tupperware because you always lose the Tupperware bins and all that stuff. So I was like, I'm going to upgrade on the Tupperware so it's more organized. It's cleaner. But sometimes it just sneaks back in where I was like, we can't possibly throw this away. And I still, now I'm even thinking about it. And I was like, like, good quality.
I was going to say, like, there's some yogurt containers that are just like, oh, this is a nice little yogurt container. Yeah. Yeah, I do this that sometimes, adorable. Too, where I'm like.
I started buying the Wii yogurt. It comes in glass. Yes. It is really hard to throw away glass little dishes.
Mm-hmm.
They're so cute.
They're so cute.
I love the two. And the yogurt is delicious. And I have a query to you guys.
The yogurt is delicious.
Is the yogurt more delicious than other yogurt? Or is it that our mind has been like infiltrated by how cute the packaging is that then we're like, well, this does taste amazingly better? Because I think it tastes better.
That's a good question.
I think it is better. I think it has a higher fat content because it's French.
Oh, it can be both. Yeah. The whole experience is just elevated with whee. You know what else those are good for? I have a bunch of plants, and sometimes I you know, when like they start growing a little too long and I got to trim them, or like I'll use those to propagate. And so I'll take like the trimmings and I'll put it into like a cute little container, like the cute little glass jar with a little bit of water until it grows roots. And then you can replant it or give it to somebody else. So that's it. That's like a nice use for those.
I've never been given one of your plants.
Oh, Jackie. I will. I'm about to do a big cleaning.
So since you've been trying to sort of stop collecting so much stuff, are you being successful, or are you still sort of shopping and taking – and, like, I know you didn't take that particular yogurt container from your friend's house, but did you take other things? Or, like, if I was getting rid of stuff, would you want to know about it? Are you still sort of in that space where you are into those things?
So I slide. So I feel like I am good. Also, I think that if I am around someone who also loves to take things and like keep things, I'm less prone to it because I'm like, you don't need that. And then I'm like, oh, wait, they don't need it. Do I need it? But then sometimes around people who are like, you don't need that. And then deep in my gut, I'm like, I do need that. I do need it. Like, they're, what are they saying? So I'm trying. My next big project is I've realized like I have a guest room and my bedroom, and they're lots of closet space, and it's all filled to the brim. And I'm like, when I have guests over, I've been taking stuff out of my closets and like then keeping it, you know, in boxes in my room until they're gone. And I'm like, you know what I need to do is just thin this out so that my guest room closet stays a guest room closet. I don't even know how I'm going to do that. But that is my next kind of, but it is like, I have some great friends, Lucy and Dawn. When I was moving, I gave away 9 bags of clothing.
That's amazing. I still have
a million other things. It was crazy. Cause I guess maybe that comes back to that, like a second move. It's like a fire because it was, I was packing all these things and then I was like, I can't even, but like I had kept like my dresses that I wore to the club. Oh, I can't even believe I'm saying the word club, but in my early 20s, I can't fit into that. Also, then I had a realization, I can't fit in that. I'm probably never going to, because I think deep down inside, I'm like, oh, I'll get back there. But I'm like, do I even want to wear that outfit anymore? And then I'm like, no, this would be inappropriate to wear anywhere. except for the back.
I want to see, first of all, I want to see that dress.
I'm very curious.
So badly. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, now it has gone to the Salvation Army. So that's where, okay. I mean, that was a big move stride for me where I was starting to be able to. And now I do think when they help me move things, some things I wouldn't give away. Or also what I end up having to do is I always want to donate it. But then like my friend Lucy was there and she's like, tinier than me, great, and around the same size when I was like in my 20s. So then I was trying to get her to take it. And I'm like, but this jacket's amazing and you can wear it with this and this outfit. And what if this came back? And she's like, I'm not going to wear this. And I was like, come on. And so it was an odd, I don't know. I'm intrigued about unpacking that actually now, trying to be self-aware. Like, why am I so, it is emotional or sentimental, I guess. But then it's like the need to find a home for all these things. Like, I don't want to just go on.
You and I relate. I relate to you on this so much. I like, if I have something, it's like the idea of just like throwing it in the trash or just like sending it off to Goodwill, like emotionally, like distresses me a little bit. But to find a home for something is so satisfying and I feel so much better about it. Especially, I think maybe it has to do with the fact that, oh, I spent money on this. Like, you know, I want to do something, but I get it. I totally get what you're saying.
Thank you. I don't know for me if it's the money of it, but like, and then in my mind, I was just thinking now, well, okay, like a part of me was like, well, I just want to make sure it has a good home. It's an inanimate object. And also, does it have a good home in my home if it's in a closet? No.
I've said this before and I'll say it again. I think we are the result of Toy Story.
I was going to say the Brave Little Toaster.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, oh my God. That, like, and also in all fairness, like when we were moving out of we were moving out of our childhood home, like literally in that basement was like three microwaves. And my dad was like, well, this one works sometimes. And I'm like, but it's not up. And I think that also helped lead me towards, okay, I need to, you know, pare it down a bit.
Yeah. I mean, there's a really fine line, isn't there? Because my dad keeps a lot of stuff, but when you need a part for a toaster, he has it.
And but my question became, amazing. Is he going to fix that toast? Is he going to fix the toaster?
My dad, you sent it my dad will. No, my dad is like, well, that's his like hobby is like fixing stuff. But, you know, it can be a little tricky.
So his toasters are basically my magazines. I get that then. I'm like, for me, yeah, like, I'd be like, even if the toaster broke, I'm not fixing that myself. I'm like taking it somewhere. I'm getting a task rabbit. So I think I've worked really good on that kind of stuff where I'm like, oh, I don't need 500 plastic bags. Also, I'm trying to, like, you know, take your cloth bags and stuff like that, but just trying to be more mindful of, but I still will. I am such a sentimental person. So my mom used to collect matchboxes from like everywhere she was. And my dad still has this huge like bowl of all these matchboxes from like around the world. So I've started doing that myself. And I think I've been better at like being like, I don't need that dress. Like, I'm not going to wear this dress anything. Instagram. Oh my God. I know they listen. Mm. I know they do. Their algorithm is so dead on for me. Like
it's kind of amazing.
It's so amazing. And I'm like, oh, I do want. And I'm like, so now I'm trying to stop myself. I'm like, Divs, you could use that. You don't need it. And nor would you have sought out getting it if it wasn't, like, mind you, I'm not.
Here's the thing about the Instagram thing, though. Like, I really am looking for really good oven mitts that have fingers, like the oven glove, but cooler. And so I keep saying that around my phone. I keep being like, nothing. I want oven mitts. I want oven, and nobody's advertising oven mitts to me. I cannot find what I'm looking for on the internet. And the algorithm and this like creepy listening thing knows what I'm trying to do and hasn't helped me yet.
That's rude. Well, it knows you knows. And so it's playing coy.
Yeah. I know. There's someone
once,
in the
once
depths.
I find the oven mitt, they'll start advertising them to me.
It'll be like a blitzkrieg of that. I feel like there's like someone working the depths of Apple being like, oh, Jackie, you so desperately want it and you're not going to get it.
And they're like, how dare you ask us to help you find an oven mitt?
Out of it. But I've done that too where I'm like, so, pillows.
Yeah, pillow. That's really funny. Now we're going to get pillows told to us and neither of us need pillows right now. Look, it's I don't know how these science magic things work, but it's not going in my favor at this current moment.
Oh my God, I actually still have a necklace, which again, like, it brings me joy that I have all these things. My best friend from when I was 13 years old, what's it called? Like, melted in the oven a Skittles wrapper.
Oh, wow.
And put beads on the outside, and it's a necklace. Still have it.
Oh. Do you wear it?
No, because it's like on this wire and it's like from, well, what am I, like, what, literally 24
years ago? I have a necklace from when I was that age, and my friend Jenna has the other half of it. It was a best friend's necklace. It said best buds. The side that I got says STDs. And so I have kept it forever. Yeah.
That's so funny. That's
pretty awesome.
And it has like a frog on it. Hers says like BE, like whatever. Hers says best buds. She's the beginning half and I have the STD
half.
Hers
is like BeBoo. And yours is STDs.
Yeah. It was like a weird joke that some jewelry designer played on me. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Also, because it's like you at the time probably was like, I'm a young teen. I don't know what this is.
I'm in middle school.
It's my best bud. Yeah. Oh, my God. So ridiculous.
Oh, my God. I hope that jewelry designer is listening to this and goes like, yes,
I think I should start wearing it.
I hope that jewelry designer is in like a basement somewhere with the person at Apple, and they're doing like the Mr. Burns, like, like,
Jackie. Oh. Yeah. This has been a very long game plan to do bits on Jackie, but I'm very for it. I'm very for it.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's funny. I'm fine with it. Okay, I'm going to say this out loud on the podcast too. in season, the last season of The Great British Baking Show with Crystal, she wore hot pink oven gloves that were, had like fingers. They were like gloves, not mitts. I went to England. I looked there. I look everywhere I go. I cannot find them. If you or your friend knows where I could find those gloves, please write in.
have you tried adding please write on in. Instagram?
Yes. I've frozen the frame. I've looked for like labels. Nothing. Can't find them.
Well, oh, now man. I feel
you should
like
tag her. You should. Honestly, you should see. You should ask.
Ask her.
Yeah, like just ask Instagram.
Oh, interesting. Like put up Instagram. Does anyone know where I can find these?
Yeah, stuff? Put it in your stories. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I was thinking like, you know, I love solving a mystery or like figuring something. Is that I would go and look up the credits and see who the props department was or wardrobe was on that show, then try and contact them and find where they bought it.
Oh my God. You've opened a door for me. The number of times I'm watching something, I'm like, what's that? Where'd they get that? Ooh, I love that. Oh, shoot.
Well, there's a website for clothes usually.
Isn't that how ASOS started? Wasn't it supposed to be like as seen on screen?
Oh,
really?
Someone told me that once. I never fact-checked it.
Oh.
I could be just spouting lies right now, but I thought
Well, now, Courtney, I'm taking it for word, and I'm telling lots of people, and I'm going to be saying, this on a podcast, so it's legit.
Direct them right to me. But yeah, I thought that was like a website that was started. It was like, oh, you saw this Claire V bag on, the flight attendant. Oh. This, you know, this is where you can get
it. I legit am like starting to like Google that. And then I was like, divs, which you can't do two things at once. So 100% like this will end and it'll be all bad. But I'm going to. Also, guys, remember the time you couldn't just Google things? So it was literally the most convincing person in that group of friends won. Like that was what the fact was. And, like, I remember sometimes, like,
yeah.
I think also that's why I had all those
messages. That's really funny.
I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Do you need to know about Aaliyah? Let me tell you about her.
That's really funny. You were just, like, studying pop culture.
Yeah. Instead of, like, an Encyclopedia Britannica, you had all of, like, Jane and Rolling Stone.
You were like, let me tell you, Courtney, your summer.
Unreal.
Your skin tones are...
I recently took a quiz to try and figure that out, so thank you.
I think you're a summer.
I don't know. I feel like it's like sometimes I think I'm a summer and I think I'm a fall.
Maybe you're both.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, fall works for you too. Dibs, I think you're a fall.
I don't actually know what we're talking about. Like, I don't know what the colors are that go with it. So from Jane, I didn't hear – I didn't learn that much from her.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Another thing is I desperate in a panic – while back called my dad and was like, do we still have the World Book Encyclopedias that we did own? And he's like, yeah, they're in the basement also. And I was like, oh, relief came over me because I one day also want to have a home with a library and I want those World Book Encyclopedias in there.
And you want to be like, look, children, the world was flat. It says in this encyclopedia.
Oh, has things changed since this was made? Nope, that's not what it is. It's what's in this book because we can't update it. Or it's very expensive to buy the new updates of these encyclopedias.
Oh my God. I don't think they can. I can't believe they would still make new encyclopedias. What a waste of time.
Yeah. When there's the internet, when there's Wikipedia, get out of here.
I mean, no, not Wikipedia, Courtney. I understand that would be less factual than an encyclopedia.
Less factual? Got a question for you. What was the last thing you found in your pocket?
I think the last thing I found in my pocket actually was a bobby pin. Which,
yeah, I actually that sounds right. Bobby pins are everywhere.
They're everywhere, but then also nowhere. Like today I was trying to look for one and I'm like, I don't understand how like there's 9 million probably in my home and I can't find one. Like, do they have a party?
I recently just had to buy new bobby pins and new hair elastics because I couldn't find any.
So I was literally having this debate with myself this morning because I was like, oh, I should do that. And then like deep in my gut, I'm like, no, because there technically should be hundreds of them somewhere around here. And I'm like, where are they
going? Okay, but I bought these ones from Kitsch.com. Uh-huh. And this is not a paid advertisement. This is just me sharing brilliance with our viewers.
Which you can.
Okay, they are made out of like almost like spandex. And so they're so soft in your hair.
Oh.
It'll never hurt you. It's so nice. I actually think that just as a treat to yourself, buy yourself this $8 package of hair elastics. You will not regret it. I also bought that. Their bobby pins.
Oh, the bobby. See, I need and more. I've got a bunch of hair elastics right now. I switched to scrunchies as I've gotten older.
Yeah, same.
Because I'm like, guys, who cares
about scrunchie right now?
Right? And it's been
but these ones are so good. So nice. Just if you're going to make an order, just get
it's
them.
So interesting. Okay. I fully support the things it. That get me excited now, where I'm like, oh, scrunchies, bobby pins, amazing. Like, I remember, it was during actually in 2020. Easter, and I had a lovely like Easter meal by myself and my dog. But I got a lint roller, lint pillar for myself, and it made me so excited.
A depiller?
A depiller. Oh my goodness. I was like,
I bought one that was mechanic, plug
that's
in.
That's what I got too.
Oh, but also, I need to get some.
Wow.
Because I was like, my couch needs to be depilled. So I was so excited.
Yes, that's why I bought it. But
then now, as we're having this discussion,
thought of that.
I know, right? And I was like, this is so exciting. And as we're having this discussion, I'm like, I have not used it ever. So now I'm like, okay, I gotta go home.
You gotta use it. You will never be more satisfied than after you depill a sweater or a couch. It is like a new couch.
Oh,
like a new
guys,
sweater.
Is that what I'm doing this Saturday? Like, probably.
I hope so. Yeah. Yes. Saturdays in your 20s, wearing inappropriate dresses to the club.
Yeah.
Saturdays in your 30s, depilling your couch.
Bum, bum, bum.
And honestly, I'm all about it. I love my 30s so much more than my 20s.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Divya, we haven't really helped you get rid of anything, but like I am... I mean, don't do that. We don't do
and
that.
And also,
here.
Like,
we
I feel
you,
like I'm going
but...
to buy more things now, actually, after the discussion. I'm like, all right, gotta
Oh, no.
Look, we're just here to analyze if it's weird or not. And actually, you know, we've had a lot of people keeping magazines.
Yeah.
So maybe it's not so weird.
I just got rid of a pile of Bon Appetit, actually. It wasn't easy, but I did it on a Buy Nothing page. I figured, you know, school's starting again. Maybe kids are making collages or something, or parents want recipes.
Remember those?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I don't think it was that long ago that I made one, to be totally honest. I think
I made one
over the pandemic.
I love it.
I made one digitally the other day.
Digitally? That feels
you did.
Hard.
Is it what I saw, Jackie?
Mm-hmm.
It was gorgeous. You did a great job.
Thank you. I like took pictures of sparkly letters and I used them in a digital mock-up of something.
Ooh.
And it was so much fun.
Intriguing.
I had a great time. You should do some collaging. Maybe after you depill the couch on Saturday.
Oh my God. Now this Saturday is getting lit. Like, I don't know if I can handle it.
Oh my gosh. Divya, thank you so much for coming here and chatting with us. You are a delight. I am so excited that you also keep so much stuff. I feel a little more justified in my things, but you've also inspired me to, I've had like some art projects sort of planned for my things. And I think you've reignited that like fire within me to do things like, you know, as opposed to just having a box of stuff, turn it into a little book, a coffee table book that I can like share with people, a scrapbook. I'm really excited. And I love, you know, like it's okay to keep stuff. It's okay to hold on to stuff. It's not, you know, obviously there's a difference between keeping stuff and being a hoarder, but it doesn't sound
you're
like
not
you're a hoarder.
Div's not
Thank
a hoarder. Her house is so tidy and clean. It's just, you know, the closets are full, which is fine. That's
what closets are for. You're getting, look, you paid for those closets, okay?
Honestly, guys.
You got to get used out of those closets.
It's been delightful to talk to you, but also thank you for making me feel better about myself. I think I might leave this leaving the low-grade hoarder title behind.
You're going to leave that behind.
Stop identifying that way. Yeah, you're not a hoarder. You do not need to blame yourself for keeping beautiful
things.
Thank
you. Cut to me in 30 years
like
and I can't get through the front
joy.
Door. Right? I think so.
I mean, well, we'll talk at that point.
Well, yeah, we'll have an intervention at that point. Okay, but great. For now, okay. You're doing great.
Go with it. Go with it.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you so much. Amazing. For coming.
Thanks, and, yeah. And also, thank you to our producer, Akshay. He is the reason that this podcast even gets into people's ears. Thank you to Genevieve Vincent for making our amazing theme music. And thank everyone who's listening. You're great. We appreciate you. And if you feel like it, it'd be amazing if you could leave us a little review, you know, give us 5 stars, and follow us on Instagram at Why Did I Keep This?
Thank you guys so much. Goodbye.
Bye. Thank you.